Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. One of the greatest things that I can just continue to say, that God has blessed us once again to be able to come on air and say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Nobody but the God we serve makes this thing possible. One of the things tonight I want to do is tell you that the God we serve is a great God. There is no other God like him. And I can say this to you a time and a time and a time and a time and a time on top of the time. I know this much. When we serve, the God we serve, he's a jealous God. And he doesn't want anybody's fullness but him. So I say to us tonight who believe and those who can spring into it, remember, God loves. He loves so much that he gave his only begotten son. And you know, before we get to the program, I'd like to stop and pray. Father, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, I come before you and I say thank you for everything that you have done. For this night, I thank you for all that you're doing for us. And I believe tonight's the night that we can say hallelujah. Because the rising of the sun to the setting of the sun, you're still God. And I love you, and I appreciate you, and I adore you. I thank you for everything you're doing for me in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Jesus, I love you. I thank you for what you paid for me. How you went to the cauldrons of hell and fought for me. How you got up out of the grave and stood at the right hand of the Father. I thank you for sending the word back, especially the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, tonight's a great night, once again, that I say to all out there that are listening. Some of you, I may never see you face to face, but I can tell you this much. The truth shall set you free. Not how much I think, not how much I say, but what do I believe? Now, I'd ask a brother to be on the radio station with me, and I'm going to see if I can reach him. I told him to come on at a certain time, but he didn't. I'm going to try one more time. But you know what? God is so good. Tell his mercy and do it forever. See, when you look at what God can, what God has done, God is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And he don't let nobody can do what God can. See, the thing that I want to bring us to the fullness, what God has done, what God wants to do. And tonight, I will say this to you. Believe. Jesus said, if thou can believe, all things are possible. All things are possible. And the reason why the Bible is so candid. See, God's word, he's so candid in what he's in his words. God wants us to know that he still loves us, but to let his son come and give his life for us. You're on there, and you're going to call that number I gave you. Okay, it's 347. No, 55. 55. Yes, sir. We happen to meet sometime. Five, like 55. 55. Okay.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's okay. But God is still a great God. See, and I just met this brother today when I was out with my beloved, my wife. And I met this man. The man prayed for me. I thank God for him. And I just want to say one thing that I want to just tell you, that God is able. He's still the same God. He's still the same God, the same he was in the beginning. But you know what I love about God? It says in the beginning, God was. In the end, God is. So who am I to take education, as they say, take education and try to go to the highest flow tent and say, well, God, you're supposed to do this. Nope, nope, nope. God said, I am that I am, and besides me, there is none other. There is no other God. See, the only God we serve is the true and living God. And tonight, my beloved brothers and sisters, we have our first-time brother on the broadcast with us is Reverend William Irvin. Hello, Brother Irvin.
Hello, I'm sorry, but I was mixed up on the numbers there. I'm glad to get with you.
That's
how
all
you doing
right.
Tonight?
Don't worry about it, sir, because they always come through the universe. But you know what? I want to thank you for the day for you laying your hands on me and praying with me and believing for me. I want to thank you for that. My heart goes out. Yes, sir.
Yes, you know, God just laid it on my heart. I mean, I just left a brunch with Reinhard Bunke for doing a crusade here in Houston next year. And I don't know why, but I just stopped at the restaurant and you were sitting there, and then it wasn't until after you, it was your wife, I believe, it was sitting with you, and you got up and walked off, and I saw you, and God just laid it on my heart to pray for you.
Well, that's a blessing. Amen. Well, and God moved my heart to have you on the radio station. So we're going to reach the entire world.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, you know, one thing that I want to do, I always say, let's have a prayer together. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before you right now, asking that you forgive us all of our sin, knowing and unknowing, and the things we have hidden and the things that are being revealed. We ask you that the blood of Jesus Christ will cover us, keep us, sanctify us, make us holy. And we believe this hour. We believe in this hour. The greater anointing is yet to come. We stand ready. We stand ready. And I'm going to turn the radio program to Reverend William Irvin in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, brother.
Thank you. Thank you. Listen, you know, as you know that we are coming into hard times, we're coming into the last days. And there's things that people that don't understand, and that they're coming to the conclusion of what is going on. And we're finding it harder that people are wanting to believe that the things that are going on in the world are of God, but they are not. These are the things he said that would be coming. He said that these things would be coming onto us, but what he has done, he gave us his grace and his mercy. He has told us of these things and prepare ourselves for them. And what I've been teaching lately is for our spiritual heritage, and this is something that we got to understand as to who we are in Christ.
There you go.
And
Amen.
You know, when Adam fell, he gave up all rights, what God had into him. Everything that God had given Adam, he lost it. He gave it up to Satan.
My God.
Through this, Jesus had, God had to come down from the throne as a mortal man, as an individual who had lost everything in order to gain it back. And in doing this, what he first sent was his Holy Spirit, and that was through John the Baptist to pave the way for Christ. But when Christ came as a man, with just a mortal man, he had to regain everything that Adam had lost. And in doing that, not only did he gain everything back, but he also gave it back to us for all who would receive him as Lord and Savior. He has given it back to us. He reconnected us with a throne in heaven. He has set us apart from the world. And the things that people don't understand is who you are in Christ, who you are in the body of Christ, and who you will be through eternity. I don't know how many times I've watched people who pray and pray and pray, and they seem to be standing with their Jesus card out in the open and saying, Lord, in the name of Jesus this, in the name of Jesus that. If you would truly understand what I'm about to tell you, in your prayer life, it will change dramatically. That is, when God says come in his presence boldly, that means you're coming in his spirit. You are coming as a representative of Christ in you, and he in you and you in him. You are coming to the throne as one in Christ before the Father boldly. It's not coming up there and saying, yo, dude, man, so look at, I mean, you got a favor here. You know, we're going to take care of business. You know, hey, praise God. You know, hey, thank you, Daddy. I appreciate it. That's not boldness. That's arrogance. The boldness, what I'm talking about, is knowing who you are in Christ, who you are in the body of Christ, who you are standing before the throne of God and asking. And God says, whatever you ask for in my name, I shall give it to you. And how can that be if you don't understand the fact that who you are in Christ, who you are to be in Christ, and your fellowship with Christ, with Jesus? It's about a relationship. It's about being one with him. And once you're one with him, you are basically, as Paul had written in Corinthians, saying that, we are Christ-like, we are Christ. And I'm not taking this as anything else, and I'm not being arrogant, and I'm not being facetious or bold of what I'm trying to tell you. To know who we are in Christ in order to walk boldly to the throne of grace and mercy and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for who you are. Thank you for everything that you have given me. Thank you, Lord, for I love you. Father, what you have done for me, Father, let me be a representative through Christ for your children. Father, it is I who come in the presence of your Son, Jesus, to stand before you. If you understand what I am saying, our prayer life will change, and we can change the world. We can bring those back who have fallen and bring them back into the fold of Jesus. We can bring them back and bring them back with us to heaven. We know that this world is going to perish, and we see it every day. We see the rioting. We see it as God has been opening the seals up. And a lot of people believe that, well, once you open one seal up, then this whole thing is going to happen. He's going to open up another seal, and this whole thing is going to happen. No. As he opens these seals up, those plagues and those things are standing here right today on earth, and they will continue on. And each time he opens another seal, it gets worse and worse and worse. He is trying to get our attention. He is trying to get us and tell us that we are in the season of the last days.
Yes.
And this is something that we got to understand. And I really, truly believe that he has opened the fifth seal. When I was praying in the Spirit, I saw that myself, and I went to the Word, and I opened up, and the first page I got to was in Revelation 5, or excuse me, it was Revelation 6. And when he read into that where he had opened the fifth seal, but that doesn't take apart that the first seal is still open, the second seal is still open, the third seal is still open. And if I can go through these seals with you.
Go right ahead.
The first seal, it says that a white horse, and he that sat upon it had a bowl and a crown, was given unto him, and he went forth conquering. We can see how it is that the unrighteous are conquering the righteous, how you can see the genocide in Iraq, Iran, and all over the world, and Uganda, and all the other nations where they're conquering. They're taking the Christians. They're taking Israel. They are trying to destroy it. This is the first seal that's been opened. The second seal that has been opened. Let me see if I can get into here. I forgot where I'm at here.
Take your time.
Yes, on the second seal, it was a red horse, and the power was given unto him for the peace, to take the peace from the earth. You can see wars and wars, and you can see nations against nations. You see it right here in Missouri where they're fighting again, racial tensions and everything else. And we are supposed to be brothers and sisters in Christ. We are supposed to be a united nation, not a divided nation. And Satan has got to where he is dividing the nations. He is causing turmoil in countries all over the world. Peace has already left the world. And as much as we clamor and pray for peace and everything else, God said these days will be upon us. And they are upon us right now. And we go in, we go for the third seal. And that is the balance that was sent. It was the balance of justice. And we can see how justice has swayed. It's no longer a justice of peace. It's no longer of righteousness. But you can see the evil. The balance has swayed. It has turned. It has not gone correct. It's taking that of the capture and of the scales. It is twisting and turning. And that is on a black horse that has been sent forth. These seals today are still open, and these things are still happening, and they're progressing greater and greater and greater. On the fourth seal, God said, a measure of wheat for a penny, and three measures of wheat for barley, and you will see those hurt, and see that they're not going to be hurt by the oil and the vine. In other words, most everything in this world, that which was as it grows, but as it was paid for, we're seeing now even almost a loaf of bread is $2, and it'll be $3, and it'll be $5 a loaf. There'll be to the point where we're going into a season where we're coming into a one world order where the finances will be one currency. We can see the United States was a merchant of the world. We have defaulted on that. And we're defaulting again. You can see where Russia and China has already come. Yes. And they have started together to put together a one world currency. And if you can go back to 2005, the G20 summit, when the United States had asked the World Banking Federation that the money they needed to bail out the United States, they said no. What's going to happen? The world is going to liquidate your assets. You will no longer be the world banking system. The monetary money that we know today in the United States will no longer be effective, because what they said China will be the new world banking system. The monetary gains on that will be there. They said that the assets of the United States will be depleted, and that is exactly what the administration is doing now. We are so far in debt that it's come to that point that we can no longer survive and continue at the rate we're going. These things that God said that were coming upon us. This happened in 2005, and they said by 2012, these things will be done. Belgium was making the one world currency money, and the only thing is the wars in Iraq, I believe, is what slowed it down. But all this was supposed to have taken effect by 2012. Mm-hmm. God said these days were upon us, and we're looking at them. And it's not just the United States. It is a worldly thing. It is happening all over the world. Nations are falling. Godly nations, those who are believing in the Lord. The world is collapsing. It is getting harder and harder and harder. And God said these days are upon us. We need to step out now and reach out and grab as many people as we can, because we don't know what day and time the Lord is going to sit there and step out from the cloud and call us back. But we know that we need to do what he has called us to do. and that is to preach the gospel of Jesus and draw as many people in as we can.
Amen. Praise the living God. Teach on, brother. Teach on.
Yes, sir. These are the things where I've been teaching and I've been preaching and I've been doing this for a long time. And a lot of times they say, oh, you're doom and gloom. And I said, no, brother, this is the word. These are the things with the prophecy in the Bible, what God said they're going to come upon us. And they are coming. And it's not just to the United States. It's to every country in the world.
To every country. And you know, I immediately went to the story of the seven seals. You see, these seven seals brought us to a standpoint. Revelation 8:1, and when he had opened the seven seals, there was a silence in the heaven about the space of a half hour. My God Almighty. Does that take us back to the book of Joshua, when Joshua prayed for the sun to stand still for 1 hour? Was it 1 hour, 2 hours, a half hour, or what? But the entire stood still. Wow.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, everything, a lot of things in the Bible right now that had been, this is written, the Bible is written over 2,000 years ago.
Yes,
and everything is coming, things have already come to pass. Jerusalem,
yes.
or Israel becoming a nation again. And he said that this generation will not pass away without seeing the coming of the Lord. And that's coming.
Yes.
And God also said, his elect, he's going to speed up the time, because if not, even his elect will be fooled. God is going to give Satan the power to do miracles and wonders and bring fire down from heaven, and everybody's going to say, that's the Lord. And if you don't understand and read the Bible and understand that, you're going to be fooled and you're going to be taken in by this deception, because God is going to come in on a cloud.
Yes.
And you better be prepared and ready and understand and know and not to be fooled. But he said even the elect will be fooled. So this
well,
is a warning. This is yes.
The warning.
Huh?
Teach, brother, teach.
Amen. So these are the things that are coming upon us, and we need to understand these things. And in light of everything that I've spoken, and that's not to bring fear into any heart of any man or woman anywhere that's listening to my voice right now, anywhere in the world. In fact, we are to rejoice. This sounds crazy, but rejoice. But that's to rejoice in knowing that the Lord is coming.
Wow.
And this is what we need to rejoice at. Yes, the hard days are coming. And we're going to look upon our families, our children. We're going to look upon our brothers and our sisters and our loved ones and our neighbors and our friends. And we're going to cry out to them. We need to cry out to them and pray that they will hear. And they pray that they will see and not be fooled what's coming.
Praise the living God. Praise the living God.
Amen. Well, amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, brother, Reverend, I'm going to call you Brother Irwin.
That's fine.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this, Pastor. One of the things, somebody out there behind the scenes is hearing what we're saying. How do we convince them right now, not tomorrow, N-O-W, to receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior? How do we right now?
Right now, listen, you have to look inward into your own heart.
Thank you.
You have to sit and realize and see the trauma and the tragedy that's going on in the world. And you got to know a living God did not do this. God did not prepare hell for us. He prepared it for Satan and all who would follow him. He did not want any of this to happen.
No.
But for you that are seeking right now, wanting to know the truth, the only thing I can say is I can tell you what I did, and this is a testimony. I used to drink a fifth a day, chase it down with a 12-pack and 2 8 balls of Coke a day.
My God.
Because I believed that God wanted me dead. And I sat on the floor at 10 o'clock in the morning, and everybody left the place, and I said, God, there's got to be more than this. That weekend, he delivered me. When I got up off the floor, I was sober. I had not done, in 30 years, I have not drank, I have not done drugs, I never went through withdrawals, I never went through anything. God will reveal himself to you if you are truly and truly seeking the heart of God. Asking to show you who he is. Asking for something that's in your life that you are crying out for. Something that you need in your life. Wanting to know the truth. And God will answer you. And right now, I'll tell you what, if you have come to a point in your life where you're destitute and you don't understand how to do this, I can't put these words in your mouth because I don't want you to repeat my words, okay? Because God wants to hear from your heart. So what I would ask you to do, and don't use my words, use your own words. Say, tell God that you messed up from your heart. Tell him you don't want to live this way anymore. Ask him if there's a better life. Ask him if he would come into your heart and change those things that need to be changed. Ask him for salvation. Ask him to forgive you of all the sins that you've done, and that blood that he shed on the cross will wash you clean. He'll forgive every sin that you ever committed. It'll be a hard walk, it'll be a long walk, and it'll be a tough walk because God never promised us a party until we get to heaven. He said he will be with us. He will watch over us. He will protect his children. He will protect us and keep us out of harm's way as long as we listen to him. And we can listen to him by knowing in our spirit which way to turn, which way to go. We can understand. We'll be able to hear from him. We'll hear from the Holy Spirit. But it is that you have to ask God to come into your life. You have to ask him, Jesus. But I want you to ask him in your own words because, like I said, there's so many pastors out there who say, well, repeat after me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins, so on and so forth. And say, okay, now you're forgiven and God's got you and you're going to heaven. This is true, possibly. But he wants to hear from your heart. He wants to hear from you. Okay? I never lead anybody into what they call the sinner's prayer. But I will pray with anybody who wants to right now, that it wants to give up what they're doing and ask Jesus to come into your life. So if you will give me this minute, Father, right now, Lord, wherever they're at in this world, or whoever's listening to my voice, Lord, Father, those who are asking right now, Lord, that you would reveal yourself, Father, to them. Father, I ask that you would just touch them right now, Lord, wherever they're at, wherever they're walking, wherever they're sitting, wherever they're laying, where it doesn't make any difference, where they're at, if they're living in a castle, if they're living on a dirt floor. Father, touch them. Reveal to them your truth, your life, and your way. Father, as you delivered me from everything, Lord, and you revealed yourself to me, Father, I'm asking, Lord, that you would just reveal yourself as they ask you right now to come in, that Jesus come into their lives and be the Savior that they are looking for, the hope that they're looking for, and the guidance and the direction they are looking for, and not of this world, but of you, Lord, and your kingdom. Father, I ask this in your blessed name. Father, right now, just touch each and every one. And the sound of my voice who gave their lives right now. And I ask the angels come about and around about and protect and watch over them as they step out this day, Lord, and walk in your feet with your covenant upon them, Lord, and that you would be with them. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in everyone's life right now. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. My beloved brothers and sisters, tonight we have heard of moving a word from the Lord, see, as I say to the people that on the Blog Talk Radio, God has made it so possible. You know, I always tell everybody, I want people that's got a heart of God. I don't set a price on this radio station. If God tell you to give something, good. If you don't worry about it. But Brother William Irvin, I want to invite you back the same time this next week. The same, I'm going to send you an email and some other things that you and I can start doing even greater.
Sure. Yeah, let's, I got your number. Let's get together and I'll give you a call, you know, and we'll see what we can do. I got a prayer tent. Listen, I got a prayer tent I take out every so often. I put it out on a street corner. And if you want to come out and minister underneath that prayer tent and pray for people, the only thing I don't do, I don't put it in church parking lots. I put it
I understand what you're saying. A lot of churches got their own understanding about it. But let me tell you, since you and I are talking, time as an enabler, why is it that so many pastors in Houston are not seeing what God is saying? Am I wrong? Am I right? Are they listening to what God is saying to the people, or are the people not listening?
That's a good question.
Go ahead.
Well, I think a lot of it is to do with they've gotten away from the truth, the fire and brimstone preaching of the Lord, and they don't want to scare anybody. You know, they don't want to talk about hell. They don't want to talk about the blood of Jesus being shed. All they want to do is make sure that they don't want to offend anybody, unfortunately. And God gave me this word. He says, I hope that they don't feel offended when I tell them that they need to step away because they didn't want to offend my flock and bring them to the cross. And all they wanted to do was just keep them satisfied and not give them the truth. I hope and I pray that this does not happen to the pastors, not just here in Houston, but all over the world, who's been preaching prosperity and not been preaching the gospel and not been telling the people the truth.
You know what I say, Brother Irvin? I say, GP. I say, GP. GP. The gospel.
GP.
The gospel. And prosperity. What people? No, I want the gospel first. See, because God said all these things. He said, I'll make it for you. He said, but, and I've come to study. The more I study, my brother, and I pray and ask, Lord, show me what I need to do to please you. That's all God wants. What am I to do to please you? Not please somebody else, but what am I to do to please you?
Amen. Amen. That's what it's about. You know, God says, as your soul prospers, so do you. So if you're not prospering in your soul, in the righteousness and understanding of the word and understanding of the gospel, well, then everything else, God said he'll add everything. He wants you to have a nice life. He wants you to be able to have nice things. But that's not the priority. The priority is the edification of your soul and of your spirit, that it prospers. Because when that prospers, that comes wisdom. And in that wisdom comes the knowledge and understanding and how to gain and how to access the throne of God.
Man, you know what? You just making my heart just full of joy.
It's the truth, dude. It's the truth.
I know, because I've been at it by my own self, and I said, somebody say I'm crazy. Well, I'm crazy. We're just two crazy preachers. Like the brothers got the whipping, they said, let's go on back and get another whipping, because they whipped him and they said, don't even mention the name of Jesus Christ. And they whipped him and they said, let's go back and get another whipping. That's what I see it. Let's go back.
You bet. I got a lot of people. They sit there and they listen. I'm not boasting. God forgive me. I'm not boasting on this, because when I go out on the streets, I do a lot of disaster ministry. I'm not doing disaster ministry. I'm going all over the world. I've been in the Philippines, in Central America. I've been in Haiti after the earthquake. You know, I travel and I do a lot of that. But when God sends me out.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
To minister to the people, you know, I come to them and I say, look, and I know in my spirit, I say, look, God has sent you somebody who was kind and had a heart on them that they wanted you, and so you rejected them. Someone else came a little bit bolder, and you rejected them. Someone else came a little bit bolder, and you rejected them. Each time God sent you a messenger, he sent you with somebody a little heavier, a little stronger in the word, and you rejected him. I said, God sent me to you, and I'm going to tell you right now, and this is the bottom line. He does not send me to anybody unless he tells me to tell you this. He's not sending you no one else.
But you know what? I say this. It was an appointed time, in time, by time, through time, with time. God brought us together. And now listen, we're talking to the whole world.
Amen.
People in the names you just mentioned, people are hearing us on this. If they got a computer down there, they can hear it right now. I'm praying for all the nations. And that's why I said, well, Lord, and I said, I'm going to have him back again. See, because I'm not afraid to fight the good fight of faith. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of dying because I'm already dead. I live unto Christ. The flesh perish, but the spirit lives to the living God. And one thing I say to you is, you have blessed me. You have caused my spirit to get, woo, hallelujah. See, because,
brother.
No, I know. I'm not trying to, always remember, I would never try to make you bigger than what you are. I'm talking about the Christ in you. See, Christ spoke to me through you. See, because back years and years ago, I want everybody to come to my door. Don't lay hands on me. But now, see, when I was over there with John Osteen, I used to be John Osteen's over there at him. For 20 years, I watched God do great and miraculous things. My God. I said, Lord, I want to have some of that, the Holy Ghost. I want more of it. I want more of it. It's like the little children sitting in a commercial. We want more. We want more. We want more. I want more of it, Lord. The more we get the Holy Ghost, the more we can do what God says. And the royal diadem will never leave us alone. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. But you know, I'm going to tell you, if I can tell you something real quick. I know.
Lord, we've got time. Go ahead.
When you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit comes upon you, when Jesus comes into your life, he has given you everything. He has given you all.
Everything.
I'm not talking about a little teaspoonful what you're going to learn, but he's given you his spirit, the Holy Spirit, the whole enchilada. He has given you everything. Amen. So when you go and ask God for more, how can he give you more that he's already given you everything?
I want more of his presence.
That's where it comes to the point of understanding that as your soul prospers, so do you.
So shall you. And that's all I'm seeking. That's all I'm seeking. And the more I press in, the more I get to know God, the more I pray to God. God is so good to me. To me. I know what happened to me. All I can speak on 4 years ago, the devil was trying to take me out, but God has his hand for me for the purpose, for just the time that you and I have on this radio station. Somebody is hearing what we're saying. Somebody needs to come and hear what has been talked tonight. Somebody needs to say, Lord, have mercy upon me. Forgive me for our sin. I've done wrong. They need to make their own confession. I made my confession. I made mine, and the Lord received me. But I always say this here, I was disobedient. And when you disobey God, the devil going to come and whack you. He's going to whack you. But God preserved for such a time as this.
Amen. Amen.
He preserved it. And I noticed, I saw the vehicle you were sitting in before you even went to your car. I knew exactly why you, I said, that's because the truck is over there. See, and my wife said, I said, truck is over. See, God has appointed. He has appointed time. See, and you and I know that the things that we like to talk about, some people are going to say that, no, go on, call a nut house and put them in there. We don't care, but we know.
Well, you know what? There's going to be a lot of nuts up there in heaven, and the rest of them are going to say, I wish I was that crazy.
Oh, see, the whole joy, Jesus said that my joy might be fulfilled in you.
Amen.
That's
amen.
The joy. And see, what I've come to find out, my dearly beloved brother, is that the more that Jesus and God were together in the beginning, God said, I beheld him face to face. That's what God said in the book of Psalms. He said, I beheld him. Woo! Face to face.
Amen. Yep. He knew each and every one of us before we were even born.
He knew us.
He actually probably, unbeknownst to us, because we don't have the full understanding, he probably told us what our life story was going to be, but we had to be born in order to fulfill what it is, and then he has to come in and fulfill his covenant with us.
You know what? Paul speaks about that as a mystery.
Amen.
And you know what I love preaching? One thing, I've been studying the word more, God. I'm reading Galatians. I've been studying it. Eating like eating pudding.
Uh-huh.
And, oh, good. And Paul, he said, Jesus Christ came to give our life for us that he might bring us up this invisible from this world. And make us a part of the kingdom of God. And one thing he said that same in 1 Corinthians, Galatians, he said these words. He said, the information I have received, I didn't hear it, I didn't make it up. He said, but it was a revelation.
Right.
And
amen.
This was a revelation. The nine letters that Paul wrote. Man, look, even Peter said, wait a minute. Peter said, you mean what? Because he spoke so clear, with clarity.
Right, exactly.
For a second,
anybody that who has gave their life to the Lord tonight, hearing us, and still want to know who Jesus is and try to really understand, what I'm going to suggest for them to do is get a Bible, and hopefully, I mean, the King James Bible is this is what I learned from. And,
I believe,
I've had this Bible actually for 30 years, and I haven't gotten another one. People give me new versions and new visions and new all these other Bibles, and I say, no, this is the one I learned from. This is the one that talks to me. This is the one I'm going to read. But anyhow, what I want to suggest and say to anyone who's listening, who gave their life, and they're struggling to trying to find out who Christ is, who Jesus is, and who you are, start in the book of John.
Yes.
And read as much as you can. And read it all the way through. And read all the way through Revelations. That will give you who the love of God is, who he is, and you'll find who you are in Christ. And then go back and start at Genesis and read all the way back through Revelations again, and you'll get the full glory of God. But as you start reading in John, who begot who, don't worry about that too much, because that'll come to you later.
Yes.
But in that Bible will start to talk to you. Those words written in John will begin to talk to you. You'll get hungry, and you'll get wanting to get more and more and more, and it's called the living word. because every question and every question you have, as you continue to read, you will get the answer. And you'll be get so full that you can't put that Bible down because you'll just be so hungry for that word. And that's what God wants us to be. He wants us to be hungry and thirsty for the word of God.
Amen. And
amen,
you know what,
amen.
And you know what, my beloved, my brother, I was saying the days I was coming over back home. So I came and took some notes, and I said, let me make sure I put the man of God's number down. And I got you. I'm going to put you on Facebook with me. And how
okay.
You came on. How you came on tonight from Broken Yoke Ministries, and he made a revelation. Now, there are a lot of people. See, as I said to many people, I'm not color scared. C-O-L-O-R, I'm not color afraid.
Right.
I am a man.
Amen.
I happen to live in a black body. But I know that the same blood that flows through another man's blood, the same, it's different types. A, B, C, different types. But blood still flows through all of us. And when the blood of Yeshua HaMashiach, when his blood enters into our veins, we find we no longer live in this present world. Right as we see the fullness of God, his blood began to flow through us. The quickening. It's called the quickening. And I say this. The more I say this, as my brother said, about how to get there. Now, thank you for that revelation he gave tonight, somebody out there. Listen. One of the things that I say to somebody, the more, I'm getting happy. Let me slow up, Lord. See, the more you tell somebody about the Son of God, you can't help but say, he paid the price for me. The
Amen.
Price, the price that Jesus Christ paid for you and I, it was, we came, man, when I went back and began to study what Jesus did for us, no man in this world can even stand up what he went through but him.
Exactly.
No man.
Exactly.
I don't care. No president, no lawyer, no doctor, no bloop, bloop, bloop. No, I don't care if you're the billionaire or if you couldn't have stood what Jesus stood for and didn't say mumbling words.
Forgive them.
Forgive them. For they
yep.
know not
yep.
what they do.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Wow. See, but bless me so, Reverend, my brother William, is that I just said the Gentile was a slaver, but the Bible said, read a little more, you're going to find out. The Jews were the one that started the whole thing. They said, oh, no, we have a law that we must crucify him. I said, oh, my Lord. Well, I thought what we did, because the Gentiles whipping and beat him all better, beat his eyes out. Oh man, but he rose in victory.
Amen. Amen.
And you know, I always have a short saying, who got the bad now? Who got the bad now?
Exactly. You know, a lot of people don't understand this. They say, well, what do I got to give up my life for? You know, they're afraid of giving up something that they lived with. See, when Jesus and the Holy Spirit comes into your life, they're actually strangers because you're
yes.
born of the flesh. And so you're so used to the flesh that when the newness of Christ that comes into your life, you don't recognize it and you don't understand it and you start to fear it and you start to fall back into your old ways. And God
yes.
keeps on telling us, forget about them ways. Follow me. I got a better way. And then as we get more comfortable in those ways of Christ, and then our walk gets a little easier. But we still stumble. And that's okay because God knows that we can't do this on our own and there's
no.
just no way.
There's no
you know
way.
Yeah, and so I was coming into a word and it just kind of slipped my mind on it. But the thing is, as we continue our walk, we grow stronger every day. And you stop and figure that every person in the world who give their life to Jesus, now all them sins he's carried, and he's put them on his back, and he's carried, and he's carried, and he's carried, and he's carried. So he does know your pain. He does know your suffering. He also knows that what you're going through, he will take the brunt of it if you will just turn it over to him. Yeah, we're going to have hard times. We're going to cry. We're going to laugh. We're going to hurt. We're going to stub our toe. Yeah. We might cut our finger. It doesn't matter. It's going to happen. But God is going to be there with us all through it, all through the pain. And in the end, he said he'll wipe away our tears.
And he'll wipe away our tears. And you know, my brother, I've been studying a book that a man wrote over 100 years ago. His name is, let me get his name right. I want to get it right because I don't want to put the wrong of this, Smith Wigglesworth, Healing.
Yes, right.
And I read one of his books, and I discovered these words. May I share this with the audience?
Sure.
I have been thinking about the 16th chapter of Matthew's and Peter answered to Jesus when he asked his disciples this question: who do you say that I am? Matthew 16:15. Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Verse 16, beloved, my beloved friend, do you know him? That's the question that Smith was going to work. And the more I studied into looking at it, do you have this revelation come in your heart? Do you call him Lord? Do you call or find comfort in the fact that he is? I do. I call him Lord. Somebody out there is being, somebody's drinking this living water. Who do you say I am? The masters knew what he was in their thoughts before. He asked them, this fact makes me longer, more and more, be ready to true to God. God is seeing right into our heart. And that's what moved me to say what you said, because God knows and what was happening to us. Sees out and reads every thought. There is something in what Jesus said to Peter. Now, this is what got me, minister. Blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh, that rotten, stinky stuff, and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who was in heaven.
Amen.
My. Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you. So that set us separate from flesh and blood, the Spirit of the living God.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And, you know, and until you understand the Word of God, you won't be able to understand the Spirit of God.
No.
And I guess God, that's what I said. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. I know we haven't joined the Lord. Go ahead.
The thing is like I said, because the Holy Spirit and Christ is a foreigner in our when you ask them to come into your life, they're foreigners.
Yes.
And yet they belong there in the first place. They were rejected in the beginning when Adam fell. And they're fighting just as hard. They're fighting just as hard for your soul, for you to come, as it is that you are trying to understand. And yet, at the same time, because we are so familiar with our being born in the flesh, born in the natural, that he's trying to tell us, look, man, if you stay in the supernatural, you stay in the spirit with me, I will carry you right from here where you're sitting and where you're standing to the grace of the throne of my Father in heaven, and then you will reside in heaven with me.
Amen. Hallelujah. See,
yeah,
one thing I say now, you say Reverend Bunky is coming next year to Houston.
Right. I was at a brunch with him earlier, and it was kind of odd because, like I said, I just got done eating when the spirit says, you know, go over to, you know, I was looking, I said, well, maybe I'll stop at this place and get a coffee. And, no, I'll stop at this place. And he said, no, go to IHOP. So I says, all right. So, and that's, I was sitting next to you or in front of you or behind you there. And, but yeah, he's coming, in Houston, February 20th and 21st, in Houston. And there'll be more information, of next year, of 2015. And it'll be at 7 o'clock at night, but there'll be more information as things progress. He's just announcing it now. He's going to Greensboro, I guess, next week. He's going to do an outreach. Yeah. He is not to say he's not abandoned Africa. Don't get me wrong. Not what I'm saying. He's left Africa because God has called him to the United States to do a world revival here in the United States. He's going to try to take the U.S. back.
Well, you know what we got to do? We got to get more people praying and believing, because that's going to be a big fight.
Exactly. And you know, I'm going to be a part of this thing. Actually, if anybody wants to go on Facebook and hook up with me, if I can plug myself for a second, then go to Pastor William Irwin on Facebook, and I'll friend you. And if you want to go to BYIM.us, and that's my website, and I'll keep posting things on that website, and they can follow that way either way. But either way, I'll keep everybody posted.
What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna hook my website up to yours, because mine is KESK Media.
All right, that's good. You go ahead, and then we'll keep in contact.
Yeah, see, my website is KASK, Knowing Acquired Scripture Knowledge.
Amen.
Well, you know what, my brother? We spent an awesome hour here together, and look, we've been there for weeks. Will you end us in prayer as we move forward to the next program?
Sure. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for my brother, for what he's doing, for the outreach he's doing around the world, Lord, right from where he's at, Lord. He's touching millions of people, Lord. I ask that you continue it. It would grow, Lord. Father, for those who are listening all over the world, Lord, and they would hear the word every day and tune in and continue to listen, and not listen to the rhetoric of the world, what is coming against the Christian nations, Lord, and coming against the Christians, Lord, because that is of the world. That is not of you, Lord. I ask you, you keep them strong, Lord, and I ask that you protect them and watch over them, Lord, and your hand be upon them, Lord. Your hand be upon the nation of Israel, Lord, for that is your land, Lord, and those are your people. And you said that your covenant with Isaiah, Lord, and with Abraham, Lord, and that your covenant with each and every one of us who received Jesus today, Lord, that you be with us. And we thank you, and we cannot ask for what you've done. Father, you did it because you love us, and we thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
That you protect each and every one of us, Lord, and your hand be upon us, Lord, as we continue to thirst and hunger after you, Lord, that you would continue to feed us, Lord, and supply us, Lord, and quench our thirst. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. And I want to say tonight, I want to thank God for the beloved brother William Irwin, what he said tonight, and, you know, disaster relief. See, and what we have to do, have an outreach ministry. Because I know that God has called us all to a specific, but each one of us in, and I always say this, what God puts you in, don't somebody try to mess it up. You in your lane, stay in your lane, I stay in mine. But we can reach out and help each other every now and then. And that's why I love what God's doing for us. And I want you to be ready to come back on the next Thursday now.
Okay, yeah, just keep me posted, because man, I'm when you try to do that today, I'm like, okay, I gotta check my schedule. I'll put it down.
But see, here's what I want you to know. Whatever your time it is, I'm gonna put it. I'm gonna get ready to send you this to you. I got your WILLFGMSN.com. I'm going to send you something right now, and I'm I'll start communicating with you so we can press it in. We can press it in.
You know, right, listen. A lot of times I can't get onto that website or that email. So if you want to be more than just free, just go ahead and email me right through Facebook because I pick up everything off of Facebook.
Okay, let's see. You got the MySpace. That's on Facebook.
No, don't do MySpace. Just do Facebook. It's Pastor William Irwin. And friend me on Facebook. If you got a thing on Facebook, friend me on Facebook. And a lot of that material and stuff that the communication would be easier and faster through that. I'm having trouble with I got two MSN email accounts and man, I've been fighting them guys. Because I travel a lot and I get on other people's computers and they keep blocking me out and they want to send me codes and I'm going, this is crazy. You know,
okay.
All I want to do is Facebook,
so
I can get it.
So I want to make sure it's Pastor William, IRVIN, is your Facebook?
IRWIN.
All right. Okay. I'll be talking with you. The Lord bless you and keep you. And I'm going to put on I'm going to put on some of there about healing scriptures. And if you want to listen to them, you can. But because this is an old soldier, he went to be with the Lord, but he left a lot on. He left a lot. And so after we've had such a great, great time in the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. I enjoyed this.
All right. Listen, here you go.
E63H03, Healing Scriptures.
I'm reading from Proverbs chapter 4, verse 20, 21, and 22. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. In the margin of my King James translation, it reads, my words are medicine to all their flesh. So God's word is medicine to all our flesh. So therefore, I just want to read from the word of God and give you God's medicine. First of all, from Matthew, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 10th verse. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Healing is God's will. There is no sickness in heaven, the Bible said, so it's God's will that there be no sickness on earth. Then 3 John, verse 2. Beloved, I wish of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Then again, 1 John, the 5th chapter, the 14th and 15th verses. And this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he heareth us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 12 and 13. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees. Make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. And then Philippians chapter 2, verse 13. For it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. Romans 8:32. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? James 1:17. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Romans 8:31. If God be for us, who can be against us? Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. Isaiah 41:10. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Deuteronomy 7:15, and the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest, upon thee. Exodus 15:26, if thou wilt diligently hearken the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none or permit none of these diseases upon thee, which I have permitted upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 33:6, behold, I will bring it health and cure, and I will cure them, and will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verses 19-20. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him. For he is thy life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers. Leviticus 26, chapter, the 3rd verse, and then the 9th verse. If ye walk in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them, I will have respect unto you, and make you fruitful, and multiply you, and establish my covenant with you. Isaiah 58:8. Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, and the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. Genesis 20:17. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. 2 Chronicles 30:20. And the Lord hearkened to Hezekiah and healed the people. 2 Kings 20:5. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. Numbers 23:19. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said, and shall he not do it? Or hath he spoken, and shall he not make it good? 2 Chronicles 6:14. O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like thee in the heaven nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant and showeth mercy unto thy servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. 2 Chronicles 16:9. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him. Psalm 145:8-9. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. Job 37:23. Touching the Almighty, he is excellent in power and in judgment and in plenty of justice. He will not afflict. Psalm 67:2. That thy way may be known upon earth, thy saving health among all nations. Psalm 105:37. He brought them forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. Psalm 103:3. Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Psalm 147:3. He healeth the broken in heart, and bindeth up their wounds. Psalm 23:1. The Lord is my shepherd, I will not want. Psalm 30:2. O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. Psalm 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 41:3. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Psalm 42:11. Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him who is the health of my countenance and my God. Matthew 7:11. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask him? Then Isaiah shows us that healing is in the plan of redemption. Isaiah 53:4-5. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. or the margin reads, "Surely he hath borne our pains and carried our sicknesses. Yet we did esteem him smitten of God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes we are healed." Matthew 8:17. "That it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses." 1 Peter 2:24. "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed." Galatians 3:13, verse 14, and then verse 29. "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed, and heirs according to the promise." Then Colossians chapter 1, verse 12, 13, and 14. And then chapter 2, verses 10 and 15. "Giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, or able, to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness, and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12. "Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us." Ephesians 5:30. "For we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones." 1 Thessalonians 5:23. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." Hosea chapter 13, verse 14. "I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction." In Exodus, the 20th chapter, and the 12th verse, we read, "Honor thy father and mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee." Deuteronomy 5:33, "Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God has commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess." Deuteronomy 11:21, "That your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, as the days of heaven upon the earth." 1 Chronicles 29, verse 28. "And he," David, "died in a good old age, full of days, riches, and honor." Job 5:26. "Thou shalt come to thy grave in a full age, like as a shock of corn cometh in his season." Psalm 90:10. "The days of our years are 70, and if by reason of strength they be 80 years. The 91st Psalm, verses 10 through 16. "There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation." Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. "My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For a length of days, and long life and peace shall they add to thee." Proverbs chapter 9, verse 11. "For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased." Ecclesiastes 7:17. "Why shouldest thou die before thy time?" Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Isaiah chapter 65, 22. Thou shalt not build and another inhabit. They shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of a tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and that thou mayest live long on the earth. And so you see, God has promised us long life, and he wants us to have long life. Now then, let's look at some scriptures concerning the earth walk of Jesus and his ministry. Matthew chapter 4, verse 23 and 24. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torments, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Matthew the 8th chapter, the 2nd and 3rd verse. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Matthew chapter 8, verses 5 through 10, and then verse 13. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion, beseeching him and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus saith unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, go, and he goeth, and to another, come, and he cometh, and to my servants, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said to them that followed, verily I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And Jesus said unto the centurion, go thy way, and if thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. Matthew chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. And when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick, that it might fulfill which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, he himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Matthew chapter 9, verses 20, 21, and 22. And behold, a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years came behind and touched the hem of his garment. For she said within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. But Jesus turned him about, and when he saw her, he said, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. And the woman was made whole from that hour. Matthew chapter 9, verses 27 through 36. And when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, thou son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him. And Jesus saith unto them, believe ye that I am able to do this? They said unto him, yea, Lord. Then touched he their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it unto you. And their eyes were opened. And Jesus straightly charged them, saying, see that no man know it. They, when they were departed, spread abroad his fame in all that country. And he went out, behold, they brought to him a dumb man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake. And the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. But the Pharisees said, he casteth out devils through the prince of the devils. And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, all that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Matthew chapter 12, verse 15. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 and 14. When Jesus heard of it, he departed thence by ship into a desert place apart. And when the people had heard thereof, they followed him on foot out of the cities. And Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion towards them, and he healed their sick. Matthew chapter 14, verses 34 through 36. And when they were gone, they came unto the land of Gennesaret. And when the men of that place acknowledged of him, they sent out to all the country round about, and brought unto him all that were diseased, besought him that they might only touch the hem of his garment, and as many as touched were made perfectly whole. Matthew chapter 15, verse 29 through 31. And Jesus departed thence, and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee, and went up into a mountain, and stood there. And great multitudes came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered, and they saw dumb to speak, the maimed to behold, the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Mark chapter 5, verse 1 through 43. And they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had been coming among the tombs, and no man could bind him, no, not with chains. Because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains were plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. And always, night and day, he's in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. But when he saw Jesus afar off, he ran and worshipped him. And cried with a loud voice and said, What have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. For he said unto him, Come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. And he asked him, What is thy name? And he answered, My name is Legion, for we are many. And he besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, Send us into the swine, that we may enter into them. And forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus, and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion, sitting, and clothed, and in his right hand, and they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coast. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed and began to publish it in Decapolis, how great things Jesus done for him, and all men did marvel. And when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there came one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when he saw Jesus, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him, and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood, 12 years, and had suffered many things, many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garments, for she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, Who touched me? And he looked around about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. While he yet spake, there came from the rulers of the synagogue's house certain which said, thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered all men to follow him, save Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept, and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he saith unto them, why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entered in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talitha kumai, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with great astonishment. And he charged them straightly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat. Then mark the 6th chapter, verse 53 through 56. And when they had passed over, they came into the land of Gennesaret and drew to the shore. And when they were come out of the ship, straightway they knew him, and ran through the whole region round about, and began to carry about in beds those that were sick, where they heard he was. And whithersoever he entered into villages, or cities, or country, they laid the sick in the streets, and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. Then mark the 7th chapter, verse 25 through 37. For a certain woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard of him, and came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by nation, and she besought him that he would cast forth the devil out of her daughter. But when Jesus said unto her, let the children first be filled, for it is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it unto dogs. Then she answered and said unto him, yes, Lord, yet the dogs under the table eat of the children's crumbs. And he said unto her, for this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out, and her daughter laid upon the bed. And again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came unto the Sea of Galilee, through the midst of the coast of Decapolis. And they bring unto him one that was deaf, and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be open. And straight his ears were open, and the string of his tongue was loosed. And he spake plain, and he charged them that they tell no man. But the more he charged them, so much the more the great deal they published it, and were beyond measure astonished, saying, he in all things well, he maketh both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. Then in Mark the 9th chapter, the 17th through the 29th verse, and one of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which hath a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth, and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. And he answered him and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. And they brought him unto him. And when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground and walked foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since it came unto him? And he said, of a child. And oft time it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou canst do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, help thou mine unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thy dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him, and enter no more into him. And the spirit cried, and in him sore, and came out of him, and he was as one dead, inasmuch that many said, he is dead. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he arose. demons. And when he was come into the house, his disciples asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? He said to them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. Then in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, and he cometh to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, this day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. Then Luke, the 4th chapter, verses 33 through 36, and then the 40th verse and the 41st verse. And in the synagogue there was a man who had a spirit of an unclean devil, and cried out with a loud voice, saying, let us alone. What have we to do with thee, thou Jesus of Nazareth? Art thou come to destroy us? I know thee who thou art, the Holy One of God. And Jesus rebuked him, saying, hold thy peace, and come out of him. And when the devil had thrown him in the midst, he came out of him, and hurt him not. And they were all amazed, and spake among themselves, saying, what word is this? For with authority and power he commandeth the unclean spirits, and they come out. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him, and he laid hands on every one of them, and healed them. And devils also came out of many, crying out, saying, thou art Christ, the Son of God. And he rebuked them, suffered them not to speak, for they knew he was Christ. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, verses 6 through 10, and it came to pass also on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man whose right hand was withered. And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and said to the man which had the withered hand, rise up, and stand forth in the midst. And he arose, and stood forth. Then said Jesus unto them, I will ask you one thing. Is it lawful on the Sabbath days to do good or to do evil, to save life or to destroy it? And looking round about upon them all, he said unto the man, stretch forth thine hand. And he did so, and his hand was restored whole as the other. Then in Luke, the 6th chapter, 17th through the 19th verse, and he came down with them, and stood in the plain, and the company of his disciples, and a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem, and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear him, and to be healed of their diseases. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him, and healed them all. Then in Luke the 13th chapter, verses 11 through 17, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands upon her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, there are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, thou hypocrite, does not each one of you on the Sabbath day loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And art not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound, lo, these 8 years, be loose from this bond on the Sabbath day? And when he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. Then in John's Gospel, the 5th chapter, we shall read verses 2 through 14. Now there is at Jerusalem the sheep market, a pool which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having 5 gates. In these lay a great multitude of impotent folk, a blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first After the trembling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And a certain man there which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that it had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man, when the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. And immediately the man was made whole, and took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said unto him that was cured, It is the Sabbath day. It is not lawful for thee to carry thy bed. He answered them, He that made me whole, the same said unto me, Take up thy bed and walk. And asked they him, What man is that which said unto thee, Take up thy bed and walk? And he that was healed wist not who it was, for Jesus had conveyed himself away, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus findeth him in the temple, and said unto him, Behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come up unto thee. Then in John, the 9th chapter, we shall read verses 1 through 7. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. His disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is yet day. The night cometh, when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind with the clay, and said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed him, seeing. Then in John chapter 10, verse 10, The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Acts chapter 10, verse 38, How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. 1 John chapter 3, verse 8, He that committeth sin is of the devil. For the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Then again, Matthew, the chapter, the first verse. When he had called unto him his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, and to heal all manner of sickness and all manner of disease. Mark, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 20. And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. My name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They take serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall take hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven, and sat on the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following. John, the 14th chapter, verses 12 through 15. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments. Acts the 6th chapter and the 8th verse. And Stephen, full of faith and power, did great wonders and miracles among the people. Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. For unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies, and that were lame, were healed. Acts chapter 9, verses 33 and 34. And there found a certain man named Annas, which had kept his bed 8 years, and was sick of the palsy. And Peter said unto him, Annas, Jesus Christ maketh thee whole. Arise, and make thy bed. And he arose immediately. Acts chapter 15, verses 8 through 10. And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple from his mother's womb who never had walked, the same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, "Stand upright on thy feet," and he leaped and walked. Acts chapter 19, verses 11 and 12. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul, so that from his body were brought unto the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. James chapter 5, verses 14 through 16. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, it shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And he shall go forth and grow as calves of the stall. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he hath by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 10. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things or beings in heaven, and things or beings in earth, and things or beings under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, glory of God the Father. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 16 through 23. Here Paul says, I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that's named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all. Then in John, the 16th chapter, verses 23 and 24, and in that day ye shall ask me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever ye ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto have ye asked nothing in my name. Ask, and ye shall receive, that your joy may be full. Again, Mark the 16th chapter, 15th through the 18th verses. And he said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. Notice, in my name they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. John's Gospel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 and 14. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, Acts the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 16. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. Immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God. And they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were all filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power, our holiness, we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God has raised up from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in his name, now notice that, and his name, through faith in his name, hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Acts chapter 4, verse 1. As they spake unto the people, the priest and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of the men was about 5,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that their rulers and elders and scribes, and Annas the high priest, and Caiaphas, and John, and Alexander, and as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they set them in the midst, they asked, by what power, or by what name have you done this? Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. And behold, the man was healed standing with them, they could say nothing against him. But when they had commanded them to go aside out of the council, they conferred among themselves, saying, what shall we do to these men? For that indeed a notable miracle has been done by them is manifest to all them that dwell in Jerusalem, and we cannot deny it. But that it spread no further among the people, let us straightly threaten them that they speak henceforth no man in this name. And they called them and commanded them not to speak at all, nor teach in the name of Jesus. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said unto them. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, and now, Lord, behold their faith, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of the Holy Child Jesus. Matthew 18:19. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall be on earth as touching anything they ask, it be done for them, my Father which is in heaven. Mark chapter 11, verses 22 through 26. And Jesus answering saith unto them, have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things ever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses. Romans chapter 4, verse 17 and verses 19 through 21. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations, before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead, and calleth those things which be not as though they were. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform. So then faith cometh, Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Then 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh unto God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Then 1 John chapter 5, verse 4 and 5. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth Jesus is the Son of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you? Romans 8, 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. 1 John chapter 4, verse 4. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Romans 8, 11. But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal body by his Spirit that dwelleth in you. Philippians 2:13, for it is God which worketh in you both to will and to do his good pleasure. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and a blood and of a sound mind. Hebrews chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. For as much as children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is, the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. Romans 6:14. For sin, or Satan, shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. Then Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Matthew 8, 16. When the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed of devils, and he cast out spirits with his word, and healed all that were sick. John chapter 1, verse 1, and then verse 14. In the beginning was the word was with God, the word was God. And the Word was made flesh among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John 15:7. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done to you. Psalm 107, verse 20. He sent his word and healed them, and delivered them from their destruction. Isaiah 55. So shall my word be that goeth forth of my mouth. It shall not return unto void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14, 15, and 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, or the margin reads, let us hold fast our confession. For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession, or again the margin reads, the confession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. Hebrews 10:35-36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Philemon 1:6. That the communication of thy mouth may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Revelation 12:11. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. Joel 3:10. Let the weak say, I am strong. I want to read Deuteronomy 28, reading the entire chapter, and then Galatians 3, also reading the entire chapter. Deuteronomy 28, beginning with verse 1. And it shall come to pass, if thou wilt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be the basket in thy store. Blessed shall be thou when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord will cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses, and in all that thou settest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee and holy people unto himself, as he is sworn unto thee. Yet thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God, and walk in his ways. And all people of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. And the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body, and in the fruit of thy cattle, and in the fruit of thy ground, and in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers to give thee. The Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven to give the rain unto thy land in his season, and to bless all the work of thine hand. And thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. The Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. If that thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or to the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and statutes which I command thee this day.
Okay, I'm good.
And all
okay.
These curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Cursed shall thou be in the city. Cursed shall thou be in the field.
Today has been a great day.
Cursed shall be thy basket and thy store. Cursed shall be the fruit of thy vine, the fruit
sleeping?
Of thy land, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep.
I said, are you
cursed
you,
shall be thy